Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hey, amen, amen. Go explore. Basifaka kamnandi la go the last hour, bathi ufanele udumo. Kanti phambi kwabo ngiye ngathatha omunye futhi umhlabelelo, William McDowell, ethi You are God alone. Usabata naye waphinda wasibusisa jobe simphelezela ethi sifapanong. Kibo hang 22 after 6 after 4 o'clock usanda kungena siyakubingelela siyakwamukela usekhaya today ke ngijoina la ngu Dr. Cools Mthethwa a woman of God okuthi uyazi uNkulunkulu hey ngisho nje ukuthi ungumama owambethe igqoko ehlukahlukile.
Oh Nkosi
yami. Ithi mina ngingamchazi yena ayichaze. Dr. Cools, abanye bazokhumbula your voice ngoba ngiye ngasebenza nawe isikhashanyana eminyakeni endlule. And ngathi you know leso sikhathi bekuhlukile kwamanje.
Yes.
Yes, leso sikhathi bekuwomunye Dr. Cools. Manje ungomunye futhi bazalwane
abengakakabi u Dr. Cools by the way
yes bekawu
I was just the Apostle Cools.
Apostle Cools.
I had not yet obtained
yes
the doctrine kuleso sikhathi
yebo
kodwa uthi xa ngobe muhle
yeah
yes
amen
uyazenza izinto zakhe
yeah
oh Nkosi yami
amen
ngangingahamba ingedwa kuleso sikhathi
sizongena kule because indaba yethu vele iphezwa kwale ndaba le yokuthi today ngikubona uhamba wedwa futhi nje uyazi I joyileke led because I know ukuthi all the time Moza la there was someone okuthi beka la duzane nawe and I remember ahleli lapha ya ngaze ngathi kuye ngathi baba awufuna ukukhuluma something athi ngendlela beka humble ngakhona but sizokhuluma ngalokho mhlawumbe ke asibakhumbuze ukuthi ubani u Dr. Cools
Dr. Cools this is Apostle Cools
yeah
ngangaziwa kakhulu ke kulesi sikhathi bahle ngisabingelela abalaleli emakhaya besithi masiza sizokhuthaza abalaleli abahamba endleleni yokulimala because kuleso sikhathi bese sayihambisa kakhulu incwadi from wheelchair to high heel sisahambisa ubufakazi buka Thixo sisho ukuthi kuyenzeka ukuthi nisasemshadweni kube khona into ezovelela omunye wenu akusho ukuthi uma ngabe omunye wenu avelele yilokho kusho ukuthi umshado wenu mawube mawuhlukumezeke noma makube khona okuzonishaker emshadweni so yelo levangeli besilihambisa ke nomyeni wami in the vow the one lethi in sickness and in health
yes
baduduzekile abantu abaninki sisalihambisa lelo vangeli so yilapho besizika kakhulu masiza la ekhaya sizokhuluma sithi ungathi uma ngabe uyagula yazi ukuthi ukhona uJehova Rafa uma ngabe ukuthi ukhathazekile yazi ukuthi ukhona uThixo lo othi mawuse sandleni sami akukho yakuthikameza futhi mina ngiyazi ukuthi mangabe uzothi ngemivimbo kaKristu ngiyaphila ivangeli besilihambisa lelo kodwa ke ngoba uhlelo lukaThixo
yebo awuka release enye incwadi after leya
there are two books that are still standing.
Okay.
Incwadi ezimile ilena kababa le ebesho ukuthi uyibhalile in sickness and in health.
Wow.
Ngimele ukuthi ngirelease next year makwenza u 5 year anniversary yakhe.
Okay.
Bese ipublishiwe konke sekukhona. And then eyami zi 2 emele ziphume. There is one ethi till death. And then there is one esiza umuntu ohamba kulehlele sizoqala namhlanje grief and loss ukuthi ama nuggets what is it that you can do uma ngabe ungena kule ndawo
yeah
amen
eish Uyazi indaba esizoyikhuluma la i very sensitive because uma sizokhuluma ngabantu esibathandayo okuthi silahlekelwe ibona kuyisilonda esibhlungu okuthi ungathi mo ukhuluma ngayo uthatha itswayo ufaka phezulu kwalesi silonda ungathi manje you know ubuyela emuva so ungomunye wabantu okuwukuthi walahlekelwa ngumyeni and as I was saying ukuthi I remember ahleli laphaya uhleli lapho uyazi ekubukile nje emehlweni lokukhuluma ngize ngizibuze ngithi I wonder ucabangani maloka mbuke so ekhuluma and Dr. Coles always been together
yes
for how many years
28 years
28 years. Yes. And manje usenesikhathi singakanani ehambile emhlabeni?
Go July this year kuzathi 4 years.
4 years.
So this year ngo August would have been married for 32 years.
Oh my goodness.
But I still remain.
Yeah.
I still remain.
Mm-hmm.
Sisibahle ngithema singena sayixoxa le ndaba ukuthi angiboni mina ukuthi kukhona umuntu ongakwazi ukusivala isikhala sakhe.
Eish.
Njengalokhu qedwe kusho ukuthi umyeni wami uNyambose umlungu waye umuntu ebeke ngisupporta kakhulu.
Yeah.
And waye yathi angeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngilidime elakho ilight.
Mm.
Okwami ukuthi ngenze show ukuthi sibane sakho siyakhanya ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Mm.
Waye yathi makangithandazela every night and every morning angithandazela athi baba nginekezela na incekukazi yakho ngicela inkosi ukuba uyigcine
yeah
uyigcine simakade ukuthi kwananami ngingabe umuntu ozongena endleleni yakho ngendlela omsebenzisa ngayo uyazi ngumamele umthandazo ngizibuze ngiziphendule ukuthi ingabuyazizwa na lento ayishoyo leyo kwakuyindlela yokuthi sithi our grace you know njalo mawuthandaza uthi let's say may the grace
yes
but umyeni wami his last point of closing the prayer kwawuye kube yilokho so nami namanje ngihlale ngithi ngibambezela kumthandazo abayihlala ngithandazela kuwo ukuthi noma mangasekho mangingasuki kulo Christu lo angishiya kuye yena ebeloke ngithandazela athi baba ngicela ukuthi kwamina as umyeni wakhe ngingabi endleleni yangalendlela wena Nkosi umbeke ngayo so yingakho noma ngabe sithi siyahamba siya endaweni abe uba umuntu wokuthi ngicela ukuthi kube yimina engi introducer unkosikazi wami.
Wow.
Athi ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi mangim introducer ngizom introducer ngalendlela uThixo am introducer ngayo kimi.
Wow.
So nina nizom introducer ngithi ngihlezi phansi ngingezwa kahle ukuthi nem introducer ngalokho na.
Yeah.
Oh unkosi yami athi make gibela e stage athi mina ngiyanizwa nonke ndiyakhuluma nithi nina ndikhuluma ngabo woman with an issue of blood but mina wami ngimbona la eduze kwami akudingi ukuthi ngambe ngiyofunda ngoba ngimbonile uThixo emphakamisa ngimbonile uThixo emvusa ngimbonile uThixo ehamba naye wangahambi naye yedwa kodwa wahamba nami ngimbonile uThixo engiqinisa mina ngimbhekile owami unkosikazi elele phansi ngingazi kwamina ukuba uzawuvuka
wow
athi maye khuluma ngimbheke makathi make qeda akhuleke umyeni wami ayokhuleka ngesiSwati athi mangikhuleka ngesiSwati ungathi ngiseceleni kakhulu noNkulunkulu ngemuzwa kahle uNkulunkulu ngiwizwa kahle umthandazo esho ngeso sikhathi bahle it's the man who studied British English
Wow.
But azokhuleka ngesiSwati.
Yeah.
Athi mangikhuleka uyabona manje lokhu singena sidla kudlala itsonga song ukuthi uyizwa kahle lento mawuyikhuluma nge-language yakho yokuthi mangimbiza uThixo ngimbiza ngalendlela nami ngazi ngayo.
Yeah.
Athi mayeqeda athi sangasukuma ke owami unkosikazi. Athi ku kubazalwane mangimbheka angisambheki nje ngowami unkosikazi kodwa njalo ngimthanda ngalo thando luka Thixo hayi ishaya imintliziyo at that time ngithi oh nkosi ungathi angahlala aqhubeka bathi bese ngiyabuya ngithi kodwa wena ungishelanga ebengangishelanga ngoba yena wafana no Adam
yeah
wathi amaye ngibona wathi this is my wife
yeah
and it was
wow wakhuluma kanye nje enekwenzeka
enekwenzeka
yeah
so no Adam naye wayevuka wathi the bone of my bones the flesh of my flesh
a man of his age
ndanzo
yeah
so kepha ke sisibahle ngabe sengiyaphike ngiyofuna omunye ke manje ngoba
uthole yonke into obuyifuna and you were so happy yo sikhuluma ke manje ukuthi ukhopha kanjani with grief and loss kodwa sizoqala kuyibuka today sibuka an early stage of grief so the day uzozwa le ndaba ezibhlungu what was happening kuwena
sesibahle mangithi uThixo wasihlanganisa ngeyakhe indlela uThixo uphinde wasihlukanisa ngeyakhe indlela ngithine mangithi ngoba umyeni wami uyagula iCovid sigula sonke endlini kodwa ngalelanga lelo umyeni wami ahamba ngalo ngavuka ekseni ngizizwa ukuthi angikho right ngafonela esibedlela kanti ngiyezwa ukuthi isimo sikho sihle sika myeni wami
obeka sesibhedlela
ngaleso sikhathi
yeah
njengalokho sonke sazi ukuthi kulesa sikhathi bongavumelekile ukuba uhambe uyombona onesi bathi ungafona in the afternoon sizokwazisa ukuthi kuhamba kanjani ngafona futhi ngo 3 ngathi mangifona bathi onesi isimo asikho sihle kodwa phinda usifonele futhi maybe after 2 hours u 2 hours means 5 o'clock
yeah
Ngo 4 o'clock ngafonela my mother-in-law who is an aunt umamncane wakhe ngambikela ukuthi umyeni wami uphathekile sisase kuleyo ndawo umoyo ongcwele wavela wathi kimina ngicela ukuthi ni change inkulumo yenu leqale nithandazele unyambose saqala samthandazela unyambose Sisasemkhulekweni around 4:30 siqale ngabo 4:15 ngo 4:30 izwi lathi cela ukuthi umthandazele ukuze unikezele umphefumulo wakhe kimi uJehova okhulumayo ngazibuza ngaziphendulwa ngamtshela umamncane ukuthi izwi manje lithi masikhulekele indodana yakho saqala samkhulekela Sisasephakathi emkhulekelweni izwi lathi ngicela ukuthi nemkhulekele nemxelele uxolo kimi uKristu sasibuza nalapho ukuthi kanjani ngambikela futhi umamncane ukuthi manje umoya uthi masimcelele uxolo sathandaza siselapho umoya futhi waphinda wathi thina asizicelele uxolo kusimakade ngezinto ekumele ngabe maybe esizenzile kunyambosi sakhuleka kanjalo sisalapho 4:45 izwi lathi nikezela umphefumulo wakhe kimi ngathi mamncane izwi lithi masinikezele umphefumulo wakhe wakhala umamncane wathi akukwazi ukwenzeka kodwa sathandaza saqeda in 5 minutes later ngathi kulungile I phoned the hospital remember they said please phone after 2 hours It's not yet 5 o'clock. Mangifona. The phone rang and it was picked up. So mina ngokwami because ngithanda ukuxolisa ukuthi bathe 2 hours. Unesi makelibamba ngiyazi introducer ngithi ngiyaxolisa ngifone before isikhathi. Athi kimi as the phone was ringing. I was just about to call you. Ukuthi unyambose ushiye 5 minutes ago.
Oh God.
Ila ubona khona ukuthi indlela kaThixo.
Yeah.
wasihlanganisa bone of my bone flesh of my flesh waphinde yena wasihlukanisa ngeyakhe indlela but in that time lasiqala khona ke the stages ze grief early stage angizange ngivume although I was prepared by the spirit but because ngisemhlabeni ezasithandazela uJesu Kristu in the book of John chapter 17 sisemhlabeni sisemhlabeni kunenyama esiphila kuyo and noma ngabe bowazi ukuthi umuntu wakini obomthanda umntwana wakho umamakho ubabakho usisi wakho umngane wakho noma ngabe bekegula kodwa masifika kulesi sikhathi awuvumi awuvumi ukuthi ngabe intando kaThixo yenzekile into ekhona esiekithi ukuthi intando kaThixo ibhlungu intando kaThixo ayikaze ibe mnandi intando kaThixo eyakhe yedwa intando kaThixo iunderstandwa kuye yedwa so the first stage ileso kungavumi ngesilungu kuthiwa it's a denial stage avumi uyalwa ngalwa
uthi hayi bayenza mistake esibedlela
no
yeah
ngambuza kaningi unes ngathi usho lo owam
yeah
usho usibusiso wathi ngisho yena hayi ngoba vele at that time bekuyisikhathi se rush hour wabe yena rush unes athi ngicela ukuthi kusasa amauza uzoza kusasa noma uzoza today ngathi cha ngisafuna ukubuza ukuthi ukhuluma ngalo lo owa ngiyaye ngizwe ukuthi ngasikhathi abazali ufika umuntu askrime I did that with my brother askrime umuntu uthi no angeke kwenzeke ngicela ukuthi uma ufika kuleso stage ungacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ulahlekelwa ingqondo awulahlekelwa ingqondo kodwa engakukhuthaza ngako namhlanje ukuthi izwi lithi malikhuluma nathi in Psalms 34 verse 18 lithi uNkulunkulu useduze useduze kunalabo abakhuthazekile
Yeah.
Kulesi sikhathi kufuna bese wena unamathela kuThixo. Ngabuyela nami ngabuyela emthandazweni. Ngangazi ukuthi ngithandazelani at that hour. Ngathandaza ngicabanga ukuthi uzovuka. Oh, ngathandaza ngaba uJesu Kristu evusa Lazarus. Ngathandaza ngathi simakade wena uthe Tina, we can declare things.
Yeah.
And things can happen. I thought ukuthi nami ngizoba kulesikhathi because uthe kimi manginikezelo umoya wakhe ngathi baba sengicela ukuthi ungibeke kuleso sikhathi futhi ukuthi baba ngikwazi ukumvusa ngoba baba isikhathi asifikanga but ngaba nalento sisibahle ukuthi noma mina ngingathanda kodwa intando kaThixo
yeah
seyenzekile hayi ngangifisile ukuthi I will grow old naye
yeah
wazi kahle ke wena sisibahle sasingashiyane
yebo
hayi sasiyama twins
yeah
kwakwaziwe ukuthi la yekhona ngaphandle kwasemsebenzini but uma ngabe it's social things into zika Christu sisobabili bese ngabe nenkinga yokuthi asina bangani
ngoba ningabangani nina nobabili Yeah.
Istage esilandelayo sesibahle ngangikwatile. Yazi ngicela ukusebenzisa iswati. Ngamkwatela uThixo. Oh, I was cross with God.
Ukuthi ungipha umuntu
mo Oh, I was angry with God.
Yeah.
Ngathi babo ama plans angaka esinawo. Umyeni wami wenza isimanga ngo 2019. 2019 umyeni wami wenza isimanga. Uvuke ekseni. It's a Saturday. Uthi ke Mr. Thandwa sami. uyazi ngicabangile ebengekho asebenzele eThekwini
mhm
wathi standards sami ngicabangile uyazi ngithe ngibuya ngisebhanoyini kwafika lento yokuthi uyazi usungibusise kakhulu mani Sithando
mhm
hayi usungibusise kakhulu uyazi nawe ngiyakubona ngathi ubamhle kakhulu
yeah
sengicabanga ukuthi ngiyovela futhi okwesithathu
ayibo
kwamashaba hawu
Ayo shot for a third time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, because I remember.
You remember?
Kube khona the second.
Kwaba the second one.
Yes.
This one was the third one.
Wow. Okay.
Athi sengiyovela kwesithathu. Hawu. Hayi, uyazi ngiyambheka ngicabanga ukuthi mhlambe una ushiya ingqondo na.
Yeah.
Ngithi uyovela kuphi okwesithathu uthi no ngisho kwamashaba ngithi oh. So much bofuna ukuthi ngithi no. Sekukhona labantu esengikhulume nabo. Baza uhamba nje baba bukhongi. Hawu. Nyambozo kanti uqinisile la athi hayi ngisazokhuluma nomama hayi akhulume nomama uma angifonele athi hawo ngane yami ngizwa ngithi lalela ma uthi vele bayeza kodwa ngicela ukuthi uba charge ngicela uba charge ma asina malume ekhaya so my brother was there my younger brother now hayi nangempela set a date 7th of September 2019. Hayi beza basekhaya eSwatini. Kwaba ngumthimba lomkhulu kakhulu.
Hayi ngiqala ukuyizwa ke le.
Baye ekhaya baqala ekuseni. Bahamba bayozikhipha inkomo ekhaya. Inkomo zama kwesithathu. Bazikhipha inkomo.
Yeah.
Eh, yeah.
So when now you were lobola at 3 times.
3 times that.
Oh my goodness.
But there's a significance there.
Mm.
Maseka hambile umyeni. Ngabona ukuthi wayephelelisa. Yena besekalizwa izwi likhuluma naye ukuthi esakhe isikhathi emhlabeni sesiyasondela. Phelelisa. Ngoba uhlelo lukaThixo.
Yeah. So 2019 lesikhathi beyizoqala iCovid.
Le iCovid bese iqalile kwamanyamazwe.
Oh.
Ngo 2020 iyavala la ekhaya iCovid. So thina sinohlelo ukuthi 2019 senza umtsimba.
Yeah.
2020 sizoshada umshado.
Niqo uqoka uyaqoka manje futhi roke elimhlophe.
Elimhlophe. Kodwa ke iCovid yenzeka.
Yeah.
Sangasabi nayo ngo 2020 August.
Mm.
Sayiplanela u 2021 August.
Mm.
Mase kuvulwa kanti ngo July 2021 uThixo uzothi eyami intando igcine ngalo yamthimba.
Yeah.
Ubuwenzeka. Sesithuzile nama rings.
Mm.
For the third wedding celebration. Wow. This is the ring that I'm wearing now.
The third one.
The third one. Kwakhosa ukuthi masehambile umyeni ngayise enkonzweni yakhulekelwa ngayifaka.
Mm.
So ngangimdinela uThixo ukuthi Thixo kanjani ngoba besinama plans wethu.
Mm.
But ithi izwi uma ngabe sikuleso stage Uya laphayana ku Psalms 13 verse 1 to 2. David lana records and he says to God, "How long, O God, will you forget me?" Ngisho ukuthi unelungelo lokuya kuThixo nokukhala kwakho. Uthi usukwatile kuThixo ungakhaleli ebantwini. Ngoba umuntu angeke ayiunderstande lendlela okuyo wena iya kuThixo. Kungendlela nami engibone ngiduduzeka ngakhona. Yebo ibandla liyabakhona. Yebo abangani bayabakhona. Kodwa kumele ukwazi ukuthi makule stage lesi kungenzeka uma ngabe ungahlali ezinyaweni zikaThixo. Kungenzeka abantu bangakubona kwangathi wena ingqondo yakho ilahlekile. Okwesibile futhi kule stage okunzima kakhulu balalele ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi siyona. That is why the word says in your anger do not sin.
Yeah.
Ngoba sona singazi because siseku siku dilemma la sikhona bese kulandela stage sesithathu ilesi ke leso sibizwa ukuthi ibargaining makule stage leso sinzima leso because uyayuhlale kuleso stage leso stage leso uyayuthathe uzame uku closer le gap uyivale ngezinto ezirongo ngivumelene ngithi kwabanye uthola umuntu as substitute omunye umthola angena into so much drugs because angesho you are bagging manje kuna lento ukuthi ngivala imizwa lena kulesi skhati omunye khulume nabafelokazi uzama ukuthi uvale lo thando osolilahlekile bese ugcina uzithola usezandleni ezirongo abanye kanti mtasekhaya abazelanga ukuthi bazokuthanda abanye abazelanga ukuzokuphuthando abanye bazele ukuzothatha lokhu oshiyelwe konwa umyeni so ngithi kuwe kulesi skhathi iya ezwini umfunde uIsaiah 55 verse 8 to 9 yena athi surrender everything unto God trust in God the sovereign God yena okwaziyo ukuthi lendlela ohamba kuyo it is because yena ukuleyo and ngifuna ukuthi kuwe it is okay to feel uncertain at this time because ungaya kuma psychologist ungaya kuma counselors oh mighty God ungaya kuma counselors kodwa uma usuka kuThixo kungenzeka ube confused leyo besilandelwa ile stage esilandelayo sisibahle nabalaleli ngoba uma ungadilanga kahle nale stage lesesukakiso sebargaining because into eyenzakalayo kule stage uma ngabe kuyenzeka ureplace ngomuntu ozofika adlale ngawe uzaya ku depression kwesinye isikhathi ureplace this gap ngokuthi uhlale unabangani ufuna wena ukuthi ube surrounded by abantu but into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu bazok understand okwesikhashana yikho kumele uunderstand ukuthi mabafika abantu bazokududuza bazokududuza but bezohamba abangani futhi into ekhona ungabasoli ngoba impilo yabo iyaqhubeka wena yakhe impilo isemile okwesikhashana so uma ngabe wena this weight ungeke ucast all these burdens unto God uza ku depression Psalms 23 verse 4 even though I walk through the darkest valley I will fear nothing because God is with me ngifuna ukuthi kuwe ke namhlanje kungenzeka ukuthi uhamba kulesi simo ungesabi ngoba uThixo unawe kuneculo elithi angesabi ngoba nginawe njalo ungesabi ngoba usimakade unawe siyaye sihlaleke kulesi stage sisibahle nabalaleli siyahlala kulesi stage ngoba kulesi stage sithatha isikhathe eside and ama usesehlezi kulesi stage ngiyakhuthaza njalo uma enkonzweni khona umfundisi uma enkonzweni kukhona abakwazi ukukusiza ngokuthi bakuthandazise iyakhona ukuthi bakuthandazise ngoba le stage esilandelayo ses5 sizogxila ngaso mase siqeda kule series yethu le stage so accept that is a stage that takes longer uthema uvula eliya on sisibahle usafika eli ukhuluma ngale event bo uye kuyo ukuthi beyikhuluma about healing sometimes siwabo mama siyahlala kakhulu kule stage lese depression bese abafika bathi usahlaleleni ngoba sekukudala wahamba unyambose banga understand ukuthi acceptance it's not an easy place acceptance ayifiki melula so wazi ukuthi mangabe usahlezi usengafinyeleli ku acceptance mangikukhuthaze nawe ngikutshela ukuthi kwamina nama ngisenga accept
Yes, because abanye bazothi after 20 years, after 10 years, usakhuluma ngalo muntu kanti uyondlula nini, uyokhohlwa nini, move on. Futhi bathanda the word move on.
Move on.
Yes.
Kanti sisibahle asi move on.
Yeah.
Si move forward.
Yes.
With grace.
Yes. So,
si move forward with grace.
Yeah.
I moving on ayibi khona. Hayi futhi ungazi deceive. Futhi ungazikhohlisi. I moving on ngoba the fact yokuthi so nomunye mebo mthandayo. Especially ku grief sisibahle. Uma uzolahlekelwa uma angeke umreplace umama.
Yeah.
How do you move on ulahlekele uma?
Mm.
Uyawuhlala umkhumbula njalo uma wakho.
Yeah.
How do you move on ulahlekelwe ubaba? Uyohlala umkhumbule njalo uba wakho. How do you move on ulahlekelwe ingane? Why are we expected to move on uma ngabe kunguthi ulahlekelwe umyeni?
Yeah.
Noma ulahlekelwe unkosikazi. Kanjani?
Ngoba lo muntu uphile naye. Lo muntu wazi ama yonke into ngawe. So like honestly speaking, I don't know ukuthi why singabantu sithanda ukuthi umuntu aka move on, especially if wena awukahambi awukandluli kuleso simo. Wena khona manje Dr. Cools unelungelo lonke lokuthi ungakhuluma ngalento esikhuluma ngayo today, indaba ye grief, indaba ye loss, because ukuleso simo and uyohlezi ukusona. So you know ukuthi if umuntu uza kuwe athi umama undlulile emhlabeni, ubaba undlulile emhlabeni, i pain abhekana nayo, i pain enjani.
Kanti futhi ke sisibahle into engimele ukuthi si understand nakithi abalalele emakhaya ukuthi i grief ayifani. Singalahlekelwa abayene sonke. Kodwa si griever ngokwahlukene.
Yes.
Singalahlekelwa ubomama sonke. Kodwa sizokhala ngokwahlukene.
Yeah.
Uma singa understand leyo sizophila in harmony.
Yeah.
Ngoba why? Omunye uyaye athi mina umama bengangithandi. Omunye athi kodwa umyeni wami uthema kuyahamba kunezinto obeka zenzile. Angeke ngi expect mina ukuthi uzokhala njengalokhu mina ngikhala. Ngoba yena kunezinto ezimenza ukuthi athi noma sengifuna ukumove forward, I move forward quicker. Kumele ngingamsoli ngoba ngizazi icathula ziqukile.
Yes, that's true.
Mina zami icathulo. Hayi inkosi yami zishiye a very wide gap. Yokuthi nanoma ngihamba sisibahle ngiyeza ukuthi kukhona
into eshodayo.
Into eshodayo eceleni kwami.
Eish.
Omunye uyayakubuze ukuthi why isolo usafaka iring yakho. Hayi ngicela ukusho ukuthi uma ngabe ubushadile and you were in love, oh we were in love, we are still in love.
Yeah.
I am saying we are still in love.
Yeah.
Uma ngabe ushadile wahamba unkosikazi, wahamba umyeni, and uthando isibane sisekhona. Asikho half filled, isibane sisase 3/4 full. Lalela qhuba. Futhi ungahlukunyezwa yilutho.
Yeah.
Because when we are lazy pain olfilayo, sisibahle ngikhulume ngami. My husband left a huge gap. A gap that can only be filled by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
A gap that can only be filled by the word of God. The gap that can only be filled by me ngihlale ezinyaweni zikaThixo.
Yeah.
There is no man. Oh, there is no man. I'm saying this with boldness. There is no man that can fill this gap.
So,
because each time I look on the sides, oh, I feel his presence. There is a wide gap. Because, as you know, Oh, wherever I was.
Hmm.
And my children would say, Mama, we understand. And they would be like, sometimes they will ask me and say, Mama, ukhumbule baba. Ngithi, yes. But you know, we just wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
And manje, I have learned, you know, ukuthi mabangibuze ukuthi ngikhumbule ubaba. Ngiyabatshela ukuthi ngikhumbule ubaba.
Asithathe kancane ikhefu bese sizovalelisa. Ngithe nje angingayivuli incingo ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi uyindlale kahle le ndaba today. Ithi next week mesiqhubeka kube ukuthi sesiyindlalile and then siyaqhubekela phambili. Okay, asithathe ikhefu bese ke uma sibuya siyavalelisa.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Keep listening to your daily companion. Download our app on the App Store or Play Store, or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Tunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Sikhona ngikanye no Dr. Cool Simthethwa njoba ke besibuka ama early stages of grief. Uthe esoqala yini?
Esoqala is the denial.
Denial esibili?
Anger.
Anger.
Eyesithathu bargaining.
Uh-huh.
Eyesine depression.
Uh-huh.
Eyesihlanu acceptance.
Acceptance. Or five
stages.
Okay. All right. Ngiyathemba lapha ekhaya unotile konke lokho kodwa sizongenelela ngithi.
Yes.
Kuona lama stages uma
sihamba ngesikhathi.
Yes, sihamba like every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Sizobuka ukuthi okay, udila kanjani nalokho, udila kanjani nalokho kanjalo kanjalo. Dr. Coles, siyabonga ukuthi uyazi nanoma kubhlungu kodwa uthi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngayo lento because uma ukhuluma ngayo usiza omunye. Yes, and ubhlungu obungeke kuphele noma umuntu wena usho kumuntu uthi ay yazi ngiba right but kuba khona isikhathi futhi sokuthi ungabi right. We understand. And sometimes I know ukuthi unokuthi ay ithingi ngabatshela abantu ukuthi ngifila kanjani mhlawumbe usaba yona lento ukuthi how even after 4 years usakhuluma ngonyamboze because nathi singabantu yo I sometimes I don't know ukuthi sicabanga kanjani. Okay, Pastor Coles, in a minute nje amazi ophuma ngawo
ukuthi it is okay not to be okay.
Yeah,
kulungile ukuthi ungabi ungalungi ngoba uThixo uthi make bhala John in the book of Revelations chapter 21 verse 4 uthi the Lord will wipe every tear from your eyes.
Yeah,
so yazi ukuthi uma ukhala khala kuThixo ngoba uThixo uzokwesula inyembezi. Kodwa akusho ukuthi uThixo make kusula inyembezi ukuthi kulungile konke. Make ngivale nganawa uthi Jesu Christ kubafundi bakhe do this in remembrance of me. Asho akhuluma ngokuthi break the bread and drink from his blood in remembrance of him. Therefore it means ukuthi nanathi laba abasilahlekele siyawuhlala sibakhumbula.
Yeah.
And ekubakhumbuleni kwethu kungenzeka sikhale. Ekubakhumbuleni kwethu kungenzeka kube khona ukuhleka because of a memory.
Yeah.
And therefore know that God is with you.
Asiphinde sihlangane futhi evikini elizayo. Utholakala kanjani Pastor? I mean Dr. Cools?
On TikTok is a voice of an African widow. Because this one is helping the widows to go through this journey. And my number 083 0800-226-6503. We've got a support group for all widows. And so join on this number on Facebook, Voice of an African Widow by Dr. Coles. And that's where you get hold of me.
Amen. Sohlangana futhi vikini elizayo. Uyezo Pastor Ray Lihodi uzohlala nawe njengoba selishayile ihora lesihlanu. Kube kuhle sisonke siyabonga. Na umhlabelelo ngikushiya ngawo Nicole C. Mullen othe My Redeemer Lives.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.